And yet again, another celebrity falls in love with Sonoma County. It's easy to do. We're such an awesome place. Joining me on the line is Amanda Brower. She is PR, Communications, and Marketing Manager for Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for chatting with me.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So I saw a really fun post on the Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley Instagram page, and it had the word goop on it. What happened?
Yes, we were so excited to see that. As most people know, Goop is a very well-known brand, a brand that really encourages people to pursue their best lives. And we saw this article come out regarding the Guide to Sonoma County, and went through it, saw all these amazing highlights from everywhere in Sonoma County. And with us being Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley, we could not have been more excited to see a couple of our wineries and, you know, businesses in town, the Dry Creek General Store, which is such a historic place in the valley. So we just spent time looking through it. And as part of my job, it is to relay this information to our community and just make sure that, you know, people see it and people get recognized, and show, or for us to show the support when we see really exciting things like this happen. So I put together the post for us on our social media, and it actually took off really quickly, which was really exciting for us.
Yeah. It's gone viral here. But who can blame Gwyneth Paltrow and her company Goop for falling in love with Sonoma County? There's so much to love here, right?
There really is. It's just a slice of heaven.
Now, this isn't the first time that Gwyneth has fallen in love with Sonoma County. We know she's been spotted at places like the Farmhouse Inn. She stayed there. But she also, I think, Goop has also profiled places in Sonoma County previously. I think back in 2018, she did this as well. So it is a place to return to visit, right?
Absolutely. There's always something special to either discover or rediscover. And it just, personally, I don't think that it gets much better than where we live. And it's so nice to see that being recognized globally, really.
Right. Yeah. So what were some of the places you mentioned? The General Store, an iconic spot in Dry Creek Valley.
Yes.
What other places in Dry Creek Valley were singled out?
So they highlighted Unti Vineyards, which is right there on Dry Creek Road, Preston Farm and Winery, which was also a really wonderful winery to see highlighted. There's so much history there with them, too. We had Little Saint and Dry Creek Peach. Little Saint is getting a lot of traction right now and has been a really wonderful spot to eat and, you know, for happy hour. And they're really leaning into promoting music, and they have shows every week, which has been really fun for our town. And Dry Creek Beach, which is the only peach farm in Sonoma County. So that was really cool to see. We actually did a Outstanding in the Field dinner with them.
Oh, yeah.
Back in June.
I saw that. That looked amazing.
That was really fun.
Very cool.
Really special, and just brought a lot of people into Dry Creek that, you know, either had been here before and wanted to come back and visit or had never been here before. So it was really special for them to see where we, you know, live and work, and all the people in the community that they got to be, that they got to meet and just mingle with during that dinner was great. Single Thread Farm. I mean, they have the farm right there in Dry Creek Valley, and then they have their restaurant as well. So that was amazing. And Hotel Healdsburg, which is a wonderful place to stay. They have amazing amenities, and, you know, they're just so well connected with our community, and they're right there downtown and accessible to so many different shops and restaurants. And that was kind of like the highlight for our neck of the woods of Sonoma County. But even so, you know, with everyone else that was highlighted, it's Lauren, the executive director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek, and myself were, you know, we always go back to this conversation of just lifting up our community and sharing the love with everyone around us, not just for Dry Creek, but just for Sonoma County in general. So it was really nice to see so many wonderful businesses just being mentioned and given the credit that they deserve.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting to see sort of when people talk about Sonoma that are not from here, invariably they have to mention Napa and why you got to do that. But it's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, as a frame of reference for some people, you have to mention Napa before you can talk about Sonoma. But it was really lovely to see all different kinds of places, like places that aren't necessarily huge on people's radar show up on this list. Like whoever did their research did a really pretty good job. My one beef with it is that it's called the Guide to Sonoma Valley. And then really, Sonoma Valley is different, yep, than Sonoma County, but that's okay.
That's okay. We noticed that too, but we understand that, you know, after going through the whole guide, it of course was about Sonoma County and those things happen, but it was, you know, when we saw it, we felt like it was our, you know, we were in position to really show the love to those that we work with directly. And just to mention that, you know, we were so excited for our neighbors and friends from all over the county that got mentioned, and a lot of places I've been personally and love them. So the more people can just have that spotlight and attention, the better it is for them, the better it is for us, the better it is for everyone, because we're really kind of all in this together.
Right.
So the more we lift up, the better.
Yeah, I agree. And also a shout out for our airport, which I thought was pretty cool. So how easy it is to get here. Right on.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it was really fun to chat, and, you know, how fun to be in that spotlight. Thanks for talking with me today, Amanda.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Amanda Brower is the PR Communications and Marketing Manager for Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. Of course, you can check out everything about Dry Creek Valley on their website, drycreekvalley.org.